Right now, 11.1% of Wisconsin's population has gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. 3.4% have gotten both doses and completed the vaccine series. The state's goal is to get that number to 80%. You can now view a breakdown of how each county is doing when it comes to vaccinations. Julie Willems-Van Dyke is the DHS Deputy Secretary.
I think as you look at the map, you'll see a mixture, right? You'll see some more rural areas of the state are doing very, very well. Other rural areas, not as high a vaccination rate.
Iron County is leading the state when it comes to the percentage of people that have gotten at least one shot. 8.5% of Iron County residents have gotten their first dose. Oneida County is tied with Bayfield County for fifth highest at 16.7%. Iron, Oneida, Price, Vilas, and Forest counties are all above the state average. Lincoln and Langlade counties are below it. These will likely even out as vaccine rollout moves farther along.
We also added in a population formula so that we would equitably distribute the vaccine across the state. And so that means that rural communities will get a proportionate number of vaccines, as will urban communities.
There are a couple possibilities as to why counties up here are ahead of others in the state. You do have to keep in mind, smaller counties don't have to vaccinate as many people to have a greater percentage. For example, about 1,700 people in Price County have gotten their first dose, equal to about 13% of the population. More than 78,000 people in Milwaukee County have gotten their first shot, but that only accounts for 8% of the population. We do have a large portion of our population that is eligible for the vaccine. About a third of the Northwoods population is made up of people 65 and older. Healthcare systems are another factor. They're major employers up here, and healthcare workers were first in line to get access to the vaccine. Tribal governments also play a large role. 13-16% of Native American populations in Vilas, Forest, and Oneida counties have also gotten at least one dose. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.